The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It is currently minus 2 degrees and cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Ines Ruffet, and here are today's headlines. Millions for the metro system, calls for a higher minimum wage, and are we heading towards 24-hour bars? Good news for public transport users. The government is putting millions into Montreal's metro system. Jason Bryan Jean-Baptiste is on site at the STM's track maintenance workshop. Jason, what does it look like down there?
Here is a basement. We're in an STM garage. There's empty STM trucks. It's a large basement where the press conference is called.
Do you know what the announcement is about?
Yes, the announcement is the extension of the blue line for 2029 and the replacement of the current system control for the train. The new system control is called CTBC, and the federal and provincial government will support this investment. It's over $565 million split between the provincial and the federal government for 2029.
Jason, there's quite a list of officials at this presser.
Yes. The two main ones are Geneviève Guilbeault, Minister of Transport and Sustainability, and Mayor Valérie Plante, who both supported this announcement.
Thank you so much, Jason. Heavyweight vehicles will have to install an electronic device to track work and rest hours effective April 30th. In an announcement made by the SAC and the Ministère des Transports de la Mobilité Durable, the device was introduced to fit the updated rules on heavyweight vehicles. This measure is meant to lower fatigue driving. Overall road effectiveness is expected to improve. Drivers will also no longer have to manually track their work hours. Canada has a new strategy regarding French-speaking immigrants. The goal is to raise Francophone immigration outside of Quebec. Victor Schaefer has been following this story and joins us live. Victor, what reasons does Minister Sean Fraser has for Francophone immigration?
Minister of Immigration Sean Fraser announced his desire to hire more Francophone immigrants in order to grow the French-speaking workforce outside of Quebec and to compensate for the current aging workforce. Mr. Fraser also explained that this new strategy had for goal to protect Francophone communities outside of Quebec by receiving more French-speaking immigrants.
Has their strategy already met any kind of success?
Yes, it has.
Yes, it has actually. Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship, Marie-France Lalonde, announced that they had reached their goal of 4.4% of French-speaking immigrants admitted outside of Quebec in 2022, meaning that they reached their goal 1 year ahead of schedule.
Thank you so much, Victor. The success rate for the French high school exam has dropped alarmingly in the past 3 years, according to most school boards in Quebec. Selma Ferjoui has been following this story and joins me live in studio. Selma, just how bad is the passing rate?
Well, after 2 years of canceling the exam due to COVID, the Minister of Education finally decided to put it back into place in 2022. However, in many school boards, almost half of the students failed their exam in 2022. 3 years prior, in 2019, over 80% of students passed in most school boards across the province.
Is COVID one of the reasons for this low passing rate?
Yes, because COVID not only affected our day-to-day life, our motivation, but it especially affected students in their learning experience and abilities. If you already have difficulties in French, it's even harder when you're alone at home and you almost have to teach yourself. And according to the La Presse article, the pandemic was a hard time for students and schools. Some students didn't even attend exams. Others had issues with computers and technology overall.
Selma, the failure rate isn't going up everywhere in the province.
Of course, the success rate is still very high in some provinces, such as in Île-de-la-Madeleine, and even though it did go down in many places, the overall success rate is still very high. It reached 87.1% in 2022. That's why I think we shouldn't be too alarmed yet.
Thank you so much, Selma. A 21-year-old Laval resident allegedly stole a vehicle in Trois-Rivières and was chased by police all the way down to Montreal on Sunday night. Police officers attempted to stop the Toyota Highlander to no avail. The chase began in Terrebonne and continued down the 40 highway at around 3 a.m. The suspect was stopped by a lamppost and a parked car in the Anjou neighborhood. The young man allegedly refused hospital care after the crash, and he is facing multiple charges, including dangerous driving and vehicle theft. Ministère du Travail Jean Boulet is meeting with the coalition for a minimum wage of $18 an hour to discuss the projected rise in minimum wage in Quebec. Lucas Marsh is looking into the stories for us.
In 2023, the minimum wage in Quebec will increase by $1 to $15.25 an hour. However, some groups are saying that the proposed increase does not go far enough. Workers' unions across Quebec have come together to advocate for an $18 an hour minimum wage. Caroline Saint-Ville, president of the Confédération des Syndicats Nationaux, says that such an increase is required to address the current cost of living crisis in Quebec.
So, and you can ask people in food banks, they're seeing more and more workers and people that have full-time jobs going to the food bank. I mean, the inflation is skyrocketing.
The coalition will be meeting with Minister du Travail, Jean Boulet, today to discuss the potential increase of the minimum wage. However, political analyst Robert Frank remains skeptical as to if the provincial government is seriously considering the proposed increase.
It's difficult to say whether the government will support minimum wage workers or support the business lobby.
Regardless of the outcome of today's meeting, the coalition will continue to lobby the government for the proposed increase. For Concordia News, I'm Lucas Marsh.
It is not a secret that people want to party more. Recently, a pilot project was announced by the Montreal government allowing the sale of alcohol until 8 a.m. during the Saturday and Sunday nights. So far, Club Soda has tried it out and seen positive results. Maria Sholakova spoke to Peter Sergakis, owner and head of the Union of Quebec Bar Owners. He thinks it will bring more business and tourists to the city.
People would not have to go out at 3 o'clock in the morning and all of them together. They're going to, people taking the metro, the bus, they're going to be safe. And for all those reasons, it's a good idea.
Do you think people actually want to do this?
I mean, there is people that want to celebrate later than 3 o'clock in the morning, and we give them the opportunity, and there will be a lot of tourists in the city coming to profit this opening until 8 o'clock.
Do you think that bars can accommodate such a change with staffing?
Now, when they're finishing at 4 o'clock, in the morning, so they're going to extend their hours 4 more hours. I mean, yes, it will be a problem to adjust, but it could be okay.
Do you think this is a demand from all bars or just some bars that want to increase their profits?
By the city of Montreal, they want to bring tourists to the city because the city right now, it's I would say it's dead, and they want to bring more tourists, and it's not started by the bar owners. It started by the city of Montreal.
And that was Maria Sholakova speaking with the head of Union of Quebec Bar Owners, Peter Sergakis. Various agricultural associations are demanding that snowmobile owners stop driving on private land. This trespassing is allegedly causing a lot of damages to farmland, which could in turn impact future crops. The snow layers also act as a natural cover for the vegetation underneath. Off-road driving presents a higher risk of accidents too. The groups are pushing for the culprits to drive on the dedicated, safer roads instead and to obtain the rights to travel on them online. For Sunday night football, we now know who are our top four going to the championship. An incredible win for the Boston Bruins, and Toronto Raptor fans are excited from last night's victory. Here's Ravina Sagantiok with your sports news.
Prescott over the middle to Turpin. Gets smoked right away. And that'll do it. The 49ers back to the championship game.
The San Francisco 49ers scored first and never looked back after eliminated the Dallas Cowboys in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Christian McCaffrey scored the 49ers' lone touchdown in the 19-12 victory. They will face the Philadelphia Eagles in next week's NFC Championship game. In yesterday's other match, the Cincinnati Bengals defeated the Buffalo Bills 27-10. They will visit the Kansas City Chiefs next Sunday for the AFC Championship game. In the Ladies Professional Golf Association, Canadian Brooke Henderson wins the championship tournament.
McAvoy and Kapocinak! Oh, a deadly one-timer! Charlie McAvoy, patient, waiting for the seam to open.
David Pastrnak scored a goal and added an assist as the Boston Bruins defeated the San Jose Sharks 4-0. Linus Ullmark recorded 17 saves and the shutout. The Bruins, who hold the best record in the NHL with 37 wins, will now travel to Montreal to face the Canadiens on Tuesday night. The game will mark its first time in the two eternal rivals face each other this season.
They're putting up numbers here in the fourth.
39 points in the fourth, so they ran out of gas in a number of fourth quarters this week, but tonight, a different story. Tremendous win for the Raptors.
The Toronto Raptors defeated the New York Knicks with 125-119 last night. Fred VanVleet led the team with 28 points, while Pascal Siakam added 24. On the other side, Canadian forward RJ Barrett led the Knicks with 30 points. The win snapped a three-game losing streak for Toronto. And that's all for your sports.
Thanks, Ravina. That was Ravina Sagantioque. The Quebec Provincial Pinball Championship was held over the weekend at the North Star Arcade in Montreal. The top 16 players of the province faced off for a spot in the IFPA North American Pinball Championship in Wisconsin, happening later this year. They will be able to compete for large cash prizes. An all-women's pinball competition, the first of its kind, also took place on Sunday. The top 8 ranked women of the province competed against one another in the championship. Weather's looking rather frosty this week with minuses across the board. No precipitation is expected until Wednesday night, when up to 25 centimeters of snow is forecasted to fall until Thursday morning. Wind gusts will be tagging along, and maybe some sun on Friday. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Ines Raffaele.